What's that saying?
Our service today is led by Adrian Hicks.
Yeah, yeah.
You're close enough. You're all right.
Yes, thank you. I do like the Baptist church. God, that's lovely, doesn't it? Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Please be seated. First thing to say is that you may have noticed that I'm not Martin, like it says on the notices. You might have been confused. You might just have thought I'd shaved, and I was. This is what I looked like when Martin had a shave, but no. Unfortunately, Martin tested positive for COVID on Friday, so unable to be with us this morning. So it's me. Couple of notices this morning. The first is that it is the Baptist AGM next Sunday morning, which is following the service and the lunch. Everybody is welcome to come along, whether you're Methodist, Baptist, member or non-member. Obviously only members of the Baptist Church will be able to take part and vote, but you're all welcome to come, and there is a lunch. If you wish to partake of the lunch, then please make sure that you sign up on the notice on the board in the porch this morning. Otherwise, there won't be any victuals for you. Also, we just want to remind everybody that tomorrow, 2 p.m. at Northampton Crematorium, 2 p.m. at Northampton Crematorium and 3 p.m. at Bethany Homestead is the funeral service for Anne Hobbis. Okay, so Anne Hobbis's funeral service tomorrow, 2 p.m. at the crematorium, and then 3 p.m. at the service of thanksgiving in the chapel at Bethany Homestead. So if anybody is able to go to either of those, then please do so. We're coming this morning. We've got a dedication service as part of our service.
It's gone wrong.
We've got the King's Kids down for that first part of the service, so very welcome. We've also got a visitor from Ghana with us today. Joel is over there on the right. So welcome, Joel. Welcome to England. Welcome to, I understand you're a student at the university for that. And welcome to the service today. I hope that you enjoy it. And everybody, please make sure after the service you welcome Joel to us. We come into the presence of the Almighty to be bathed in his love, to catch a glimpse of his splendor, and to find our place in his plan. And we're going to sing Be Thou My Vision, number 42 in the Songs of Fellowship.
Favor,
Compassionate, let us pray. Compassionate Father, thank you that you are our strength and our song. You fill our hearts with joy. May we give our offerings to you with gladness and joy. Everything we have belongs to you, and we rejoice to give some of your abundant gifts back to you today. We give thanks that we're able to come into your house this morning to worship you. Help us to listen to your word to us during your service. Amen. Going now to have a reading from 1 Samuel chapter 3, the first 10 verses. Both of our readings this morning are video readings, so let us sit back and listen to the reading.
Stories of the Bible. God speaks to Samuel. This is Samuel.
Hi.
Samuel was the son of Hannah.
Hey, Samuel.
Hannah prayed for God to give her a son, and God did. So Hannah gave Samuel back to God.
See you, Samuel.
Bye, Mom.
And Samuel grew up in the temple serving under Eli, the priest.
Hi, Eli.
As Samuel grew up, he learned how to serve God from Eli. Samuel lived in the house of God, but he did not know God or what God's voice sounded like. In those days, messages from God were rare. But one night after Eli had gone to bed, Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle when suddenly God called out, "Samuel!" Samuel got up and ran to Eli and said, "Did you call me?"
"Mommy."
Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So Samuel did. Then God called out again, "Samuel." And again, Samuel got up and ran to Eli asking, "Did you call me?"
"Mommy."
Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So Samuel did. God called Samuel for a third time, "Samuel." And Samuel went to Eli yet again. After three times, Eli realized that God was trying to speak to Samuel. So Eli taught Samuel to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
Okay.
Samuel went back to bed, and God came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, your servant is listening." God told him many things about what would happen to Israel. As Samuel grew up, God was with him, and everything God spoke through Samuel came true. Samuel was seen as a great prophet of God because he could hear the voice of God, and he listened when God spoke to him.
And our second reading is from Matthew chapter 19.
Stories of the Bible, Jesus and the children. This is Jesus.
Heyo!
Who is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. While Jesus was on earth, he taught everyone about God's love and healed people from their sickness. He did many miracles like calming storms. And even raised people from the dead.
Wahoo!
One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples.
Hold on there.
He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and blessed them.
Yeah. We're going to sing again now, and the hymn we're going to sing is Be Still for the Presence of the Lord, which reminds us that if we're going to hear the message from God like Samuel, the call of God like Samuel did, we have to be quiet and listen. But let's sing now, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord, number 40 in the Songs of Fellowship book. As I said last week, the offering plates aren't going round in church yet again, but we do have offering plates at the front and the rear of the church. So if you wish to make an offering today, please do so when you leave at the end of the service. But we're now going to have a prayer giving thanks for the offering. O Lord God, everything we have belongs to you, and we rejoice to give some of your abundant gifts back. Bless the tithes and offerings we give today. Let the majesty of the Father be the light that guides us, the compassion of the Son be the love that inspires us, and the presence of the Spirit be the power that empowers us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We now come to the most important part of the service today, which is a continuation of the offering. You saw in the first reading of about Samuel that his mother prayed long and hard because she hadn't had any children, and she prayed for a child, and she promised to give the child to God if she was blessed with a child. And that's what she did. And she brought the child to the temple, and the child lived in the temple. I have to disappoint you, Becky, this morning. We're not going to let Indy come and live in church. We're going to send her back home with you today. But Becky and Andrew, the family, they are bringing their child to us, to God, to give thanks for the child. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome today Becky and Anthony and their daughter, their friends and family. And they've come here to thank God for the gift of Indy.
and to seek God's help in the upbringing of their daughter. Their sponsors will promise to help and support them as their child grows older. We, as members of the church, will promise that there will always be a place for children here. And we will ask for God's blessing on Indy and pray for her today, and for the church's work with children, and for children in need throughout the world. So we will start with a prayer of thanksgiving. Let us pray. Don't worry. Living God, you are the source of all life. No one is born and no one dies without your knowledge or outside your love. We thank you for the birth of Indy, for her new life, and all the potential which rests in her. We also thank you for the love which brought her to life and which continues to surround her today. We know how much she depends on those who care for her, how frail and small she is. But we believe that you will give her parents and families all the wisdom, patience, and skill which they need. We thank you for all the gifts and talents which will be revealed in India as she grows older. We're going to present her to you now with all our thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Would you like to stand with the family and... I wasn't going to get everybody to stand at that point, but since you have, would you like to come forward a little bit? So join us at the front here. The people brought children to Jesus, hoping he might touch them. The disciples shooed them off, but Jesus was irate and let them know it. Don't push these children away. Don't ever get between them and me. These children are the very center of life in the kingdom. Mark this. Unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child, you'll never get in. Then gathering the children up in his arms, he laid his hands of blessing on them. Now, a question for the church. Do you, the members and friends of this church, promise that there will always be a place for children here, and that you will play your part in bringing our children to a knowledge of Jesus Christ as their own Lord and Saviour? If you promise this, then please say, I do. Becky. And do you thank God for the gift of Andy, and do you trust God to help you as parents as you care for her? Will you try with God's help to share with Indy your understanding of the Christian faith?
We do.
Will you bring her up within the community of the church? Do you promise to surround her with goodness, love, and respect? Sisters and brother. Maybe we leave him over there. Okay. Your brothers and sisters, Indy, question for you. Do you promise to love and help care for your sister?
Yes.
Yeah. And will you, as members of Indy's family and friends and everybody, help Becky and Anthony as they bring her up? And do you all promise to surround her with all that is good and true? With God's will, with God's help, we will. Will you come? Hello. Yeah. Indy, you are one of God's children. And your name is written in the palm of his hand. The blessing of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you today and always. Amen. Can we have a round of applause for Indy? Now, we've got a few little gifts for Indy. So, can I ask Lois and Janet and Freddie and Stella and Catherine to come forward? So, Janet and Lois, you've got something to say.
Indy, we give you this Bible that you may read and understand the work of God. We'll give you a few years to get there first, okay? May you grow in his knowledge, hear his call, and share the news with others.
Stella. Indy, we give you this candle to remind you that Jesus is the light of the world.
May you grow in light and one day shine for him. Indy, I give you this cross to remind you that Jesus sacrificed himself for you. May you receive him into your life one day and live to serve him. And then I've also got this card with all our good wishes on behalf of Kingsthorpe Baptist and Kingsthorpe Methodist to all of you.
Let us pray. Faithful God, in faith and hope, we entrust to you the future life of Indy as it stretches out before her. Protect her in moments of danger, reassure her in moments of doubt, strengthen her as she passes from childhood to youth and from youth to the life of an adult. Surround her with your love, expressed in people who will care for her, and give her those with whom that love can be shared, and grant that when understanding comes, that she may confess you as Lord and Saviour in the waters of baptism. Amen. We're now going to sing again. The hymn is Shine, Jesus, Shine, which is number 362 in Songs of Fellowship. And during this hymn, the members of King's Kids are going to leave us to go upstairs for their time together. So, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
So I'm going to play.
Sometimes we say children should be seen and not heard. Yeah. I think that was worked in Victorian times when you had a separate nursery, a separate nanny, and the children would walk down to see mother and father sort of at tea time, spent 5 minutes and then went back upstairs. But I think most parents today would say that's not really what happens. But we do often have a bit of a romanticized idea about having children. You know, they will be good sleepers. They will eat all that they're given. They're going to be good all the time, especially when we've got visitors round or when we take them to church. But we don't mind in church. I think we really want to say part of being welcoming to children in church is putting up when they make a little bit more disturbance than maybe we were permitted to do when we were children. They're going to achieve well. We all want our children to be good at school, don't we? And they will love me. We all hope that they will love us as parents. But of course, we have to make it possible for our children to love us. But at the end of the day, children often do not grow up in the way that we anticipate. They have moments which make us wonder why we wanted children in the first place. But we do love them, don't we? We care about them and we always worry about them. I think those of us who have got children who have grown up, flown the nest, set up homes on their own, out at work, we've all discovered that doesn't stop us worrying about them every day, does it? And being concerned about them every day. And if, unfortunately, they get into trouble, that doesn't stop us loving them still, does it? We can learn so much from children as we watch and see how they develop and learn to solve problems. So, what can we learn from Indy? Well, the first thing we can learn from Indy is trust. Children trust their parents. Indy trusts her mother and father to protect her and keep her safe, to feed and nourish her, enabling her to grow, educate her and set her an example. And that's the trust that we should have in God. And I know that Becky and Andrew are teaching that to Indy from the way she actually came into my arms during the dedication service. I said to Becky before the service, will she come into my arms? Because the biggest fear of a minister who's taking a dedication service is that when we take the child into our arms, screams rent the air. But the other thing that we can learn is faith. Indy is not questioning why her parents look after her all the time. She just knows that she does. She does not demand a reason when she is told to do something. As she grows older, she may start doing that. And we all know about the problems of teen years. I'm told that the teen years are getting ever younger. But that's actually part of growing up, isn't it? To question and ask why. But our faith in God's love and for us should be like Indy's. As we heard in that second reading, Jesus told the disciples to let the children come to him. But of course, bringing up children isn't a bed of roses. Never quite understood that analogy because I've never fancied a bed of roses, all those thorns. So maybe bringing up children is like a bed of roses, a bit thorny at times. And there are times when we have to be stern with our children. We have to make clear to them what is right and wrong. Even if we're trying hard not to burst out laughing with what they've just done. But we have to be with our children, telling them what is right and wrong. If we don't, they will grow up to be little terrors and little horrors, won't they? They need us. You know, when we go to cross the road with a young child, we put our hand down, they put their hand in us, and they're trusting us to take them across the road safely. And that's a good analogy, isn't it, for what life is like all the way through and what parents, as parents, we're doing. However old our children may be, at times they still want us to take their hand in ours, even if it's metaphorical, but they want to turn to us and we ask to give them guidance. And we need to learn that if we as earthly parents are like this and need to be like this, how much more God is already like that. God called out to Samuel, a boy who served in the temple, a child who probably most people just ignored. But God called his name, spoke to him, and revealed his plan. A boy, a simple temple servant. We learned that in our first reading. And then in our second reading, we heard that Jesus told his disciples to let the children come, even though there were crowds, even though he had been busy and was very possibly tired. He welcomed the children. He sat them on his knee and told the disciples and the crowds that they needed to become like children. That's not playing games and running about, but trusting and wanting to learn. A child's trust is a wonderful thing. They are told something and they believe it. Sometimes I think fathers particularly are very cruel to their children like that, aren't we? We sometimes tell our children the biggest fib in the world and they absolutely believe us. You know, like the moon is made of cheese or whatever. I remember somebody when I was quite small telling me that when he'd been a plumber, they let him lay the first sort of 20 feet of pipe and then they turned the water on and he had to keep ahead of it. No, I believed him. You know, we believe, but that actually puts a responsibility on us with our children as well, doesn't it? Because they do believe us. But we can listen to God. And we can believe what God tells us. It's a pity, isn't it, as we grow older, that we lose that trust. We lose the trust that Jesus was telling us that we need to have, that trust like children, that when we are told things, we do not question it all the time. Do you trust in God? This morning, I invite you to look at your own life. I want to ask you, do you trust in God? Second question, do you have faith in him? Do you have faith in the one who created the universe, the one who sent his only son to conquer sin and death? Maybe some of you would like to know more about him. Maybe all of us ought to want to know more about him. About how you can have a relationship with him. What does it mean to be a Christian today in 2022? Don't leave here without having an answer in your own life to that question. There are people here who will happily talk to you without pressure. So, if you're not certain, wherever you are on your journey, whether you're just starting or you're well away along the road, if you've got worries, if you've got concerns, if you've got anxieties, if you've got questions, then please speak to somebody before you leave today. It could change your life forever. So, Indy was brought by her parents to church today. We've all made promises about how we're going to look after and care for Indy over the days and years to come. And to care for children who come into this place. Jesus said, let the children come to him. Let us, let this place be somewhere where children can come and meet God. Amen. We're going to sing now number 1120 in Songs of Fellowship. Will you follow me if I but call your name? Father, we know you have not abandoned us. We know that we are a lost people only because we do not follow your way. You say north, and we head south. You say right, and we turn left. You say forgive, and we harbor grudges. You say compassion, we stay indifferent. You say justice, we maintain the status quo. You say peace, we argue war. You say ministry, we point to others. You say commitment, we reply, no risk, no obligation. You say, follow me, but we foolishly chart our own course. Forgive us, Lord, for turning away from your guiding light
and losing ourselves in the darkness of sin. Today, especially, we pray for the people of Ukraine and the people of Russia, for their countries and their leaders. We pray for all those who are afraid that your everlasting arms hold them in this time of great fear. We pray for those who choose war, that they will remember that you direct your people to turn our swords into plowshares and seek for peace. We pray for all those who have the power over life and death, that they will choose for all people life and life in all its fullness. We pray for leaders on the world stage, that they are inspired by the wisdom and courage of Christ. Above all, Lord, today we pray for peace for Ukraine. I invite you all to stand now and to pray in silence as we think about and pray for peace in Ukraine. Please stand. After our time of silence, we will complete our prayer with the Lord's Prayer. But first, peace of God in silence. Now let us say the words, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from God forever and ever. Amen. Going to sing now our closing hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness, number 902 in Songs of Fellowship.
Thank you.
return now to your homes with a firm will to repent and a warm heart and a pure mind and with a joyful spirit. We're going to conclude by singing together with the video. May God's blessing surround you each day.
May God's blessing surround you each day as you trust Him and walk in His ways. May His presence within guide and keep you from sin. Go in peace, go in joy, go in love.
Shop that is in
Adrian got the mic on, and Andrew said to me he put something down the front, and he's put it down, so the mic wouldn't be up there. So I think instantly, when you shift it down, you should have said to yourself.
Thank you.